Hey there, remote and alone listeners. It's your girl Jessica Lane, back with another dose of real talk about navigating this whole work from home life. Today's topic? Embracing solitude in the age of distraction. You know what I mean? We live in a world where notifications are pinging constantly, emails are demanding attention, and social media is a vortex we can easily get sucked into. It's no wonder feeling alone, even when surrounded by screens and connections, has become almost an epidemic. But hold on, before you go hiding under your covers, which, honestly, I get, let me tell you why embracing solitude isn't about becoming a hermit. It's actually about carving out space for yourself, for clarity, creativity, and even just plain old peace. Okay, so how do we do that? How do we turn off the noise and tune into ourselves in this crazy world? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you embrace solitude like a boss. First up, schedule it. Think of solitude like any important meeting. Block out time on your calendar. No emails, no social media, just you and whatever helps you recharge. Maybe that's reading a book, going for a walk, meditating, or even just staring blankly at the wall. We all need a little mental detox sometimes. Next up, create boundaries. This is huge. Let your family, friends, and even coworkers know when you need uninterrupted time. A simple, "I'm taking an hour to recharge," can work wonders. And don't feel guilty about it. You deserve that space, just like they do. Remember, being present for others means also being present for yourself. Number 3. Ditch the distractions. Seriously, put your phone on silent or even better, out of sight. Close those unnecessary tabs, and turn off those pesky notifications. It's amazing how much more focused you can be when you create a clear space for your thoughts. Ever felt like your brain is constantly multitasking but never actually accomplishing anything? That's the constant distraction overload talking. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Embrace boredom. You heard me right, boredom. It might seem counterintuitive, but allowing yourself to be bored can actually spark creativity and lead to unexpected breakthroughs. Think about it. When was the last time you came up with a brilliant idea while scrolling through social media? Probably not often, so give your brain a chance to wander, to daydream, and to make those connections that happen when you're not constantly bombarded with stimuli. And finally, remember, solitude is a superpower. It's about tapping into your inner strength, clarity, and creativity. It's about learning to enjoy your own company and finding peace in the quiet moments. Think of it as a gift to yourself that can lead to incredible growth, both personally and professionally. Let me tell you a story. A few months back, I was feeling super overwhelmed. Work deadlines were piling up, social events were demanding my time, and I just couldn't seem to catch a break. So, what did I do? I booked myself a weekend getaway, completely unplugged from the digital world. No phone calls, no emails, no Instagram stalking, gasp. Just me, a cozy cabin in the woods, and a stack of books. And you know what happened? It was amazing. I felt my stress melt away, my creativity surge back to life, and I even had some really inspiring thoughts about future podcast episodes. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you embrace solitude in the age of distraction. Remember, it's not about becoming a recluse. It's about creating space for yourself, finding peace in the quiet moments, and rediscovering the joy of your own company. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a battery back into an already charged device, right? So why would you keep pouring energy into things that drain you instead of focusing on recharging yourself? Ready to take charge of your well-being and embrace solitude as a superpower? I challenge you to block out at least 30 minutes this week for uninterrupted time with yourself. No phones, no distractions, just you and whatever brings you joy. Then, share your experience with me. Comment on the latest post, leave a review, or even send me a message. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourselves, my friends. And keep those solo adventures coming.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.